Good morning. This is KWSO News. The Warm Springs COVID-19 team made recommendations to the Warm Springs Tribal Council and was approved on Wednesday, January 26, 2022. The adopted adjustments to COVID-19 protocols for tribal employees in an effort to gain more control over the impacts of the COVID-19 pandemic state that for the protection of our community, it is mandated that all tribal employees be fully vaccinated. They will allow employee exemptions for medical or religious reasons, but will require medical or religious exemptions to be on file with human resources and have weekly COVID tests. If you report to the clinic for a COVID test, you must wait to report back to work until you receive your results, with up to 3 hours of administrative leave granted while you await results, but can only be used twice. After that, you will need to use PTO or leave without pay. With the vaccination now mandated, the Confederated Tribes of Warm Springs has sent out a timeline of vaccination status, what that means, and action required for that individual. The full protocol and timeline for vaccination is available to view in today's news posted on the KWSO website. In Warm Springs, Mallory Smith is with the Warm Springs Community Action Team as the Business Promotion Specialist. Over the past summer, they worked on the murals on the reconstructed basketball court on campus. She recently had been involved in a Zoom meeting with Portland Trailblazers guard CJ McCollum regarding the recent youth artwork.
The youth got to talk about their murals, got to talk about their art, and how they were involved in the project planning around the basketball court mural. A lot of the youth were just very emotional too about their art because it was really deep, really stood out in ways of them. And so being able to open that and talk about it with CJ and getting his feedback and just the wonderful words that he said, I think it just was inspirational for them all. The kids were very encouraging.
Not only did they have a Zoom call with CJ McCollum, they received gifts from the Trailblazers and tickets to the Trailblazers game on Friday, February 4th against the Oklahoma City Thunder. Smith threw a shout out to Larry Nance Jr., who donated game tickets, and KWSO gave away 10 pairs of tickets this morning. Congratulations to those winners. County commissioners in the Klamath Basin are asking federal water managers to help them refill hundreds of wells that are still dry after last summer's drought. Around 300 domestic wells are dry in Klamath County, according to Derek DeGroot, the vice chair of the Klamath County Board of Commissioners.
We've also never had a situation in the history of the project where we have gone this long without water in the system, ever. And so that's what's raising a lot of these really, you know, serious concerns.
DeGroot and commissioners from California's Siskiyou and Modoc counties sent a letter to the head of the Bureau of Reclamation earlier this month. They're asking for limited water to be released from Upper Klamath Lake 6 weeks earlier than usual. He says that will help prevent water delivery canals from drying out and cracking, which could cause flooding in Klamath Falls. And as water seeps into the aquifer, it will recharge domestic wells. A complaint filed this week accuses Oregon's largest dairy of violating state air pollution rules while getting credit for reducing greenhouse gas emissions in California. Bradley Parks reports.
Three Mile Canyon Farms drew five separate air quality violations from Oregon regulators at its facility where it turns methane from cow manure into biogas, an alternative fuel. The climate advocacy group Food and Water Watch says the dairy failed to address those violations when it applied to bank and sell credits in the California Low Carbon Fuels Program in 2020. Tyler Lobdell is a staff attorney with Food and Water Watch.
A facility that can't even, you know, be forthcoming in their application process, we don't believe should be given the trust.
The group wants California's Clean Air Agency to revoke 3 Mile's credits and cancel its account. The dairy says it's now in compliance with its air quality permit. I'm Bradley Parks reporting.
And in local sports, the Madras High School Lady Buffs basketball will be on the road tonight as they travel to Corbett for league action. Tip-off is set for 7 p.m. The Buff Boys will be hosting Corbett tonight in the Buffalo Dome with tip-off at 7 o'clock. You can catch that live action here on KWSO. NFL Championship weekend is here. Sunday afternoon, we get the AFC Championship game between Cincinnati and Kansas City. It is Kansas City's fourth straight AFC Championship game as they look to continue their dominance in the AFC. That kickoff is set for noon on Sunday. Later in the afternoon on Sunday is the NFC Championship game, where two NFC West rivals battled out to see who will represent the NFC in the Super Bowl. The Los Angeles Rams kept the reigning Super Bowl champion Buccaneers at home with their three-point victory last week and will host division rival San Francisco 49ers, who themselves put out the number one seeded Packers to advance. Their kickoff is set for 3:30 p.m. on Sunday. That's your news and sports. Reporting for KWSO News, I'm Duncan Bruno.